Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. And you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer and follow along in the Word of God. Let's spend some time with others in the presence of the Lord and worship Him together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And you know the basis for that song comes from Ephesians 6:10, where Paul says, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Psalms 24, verses 1 and 2 is the word of God to begin today's broadcast. "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For He hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods." Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. And all scriptures used on this broadcast service come to us from the King James Version. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready later on in the broadcast. I'll try to give you some contact information, and we're looking forward to hearing from you. If you have song requests or offerings, any reason you'd like to contact us, we'd be certainly happy to hear from you. Here's another Fanny Crosby song, page 78 in the Melodies of Praise hymnal, "Changed in the Twinkling of an Eye." When the trump of the great archangel its mighty tone shall sound, and the end of the world proclaiming shall pierce the depths profound, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory with all the saints on high. What a shouting in the sky from the multitudes that rise, changed in the twinkling of an eye, changed in the twinkling of an eye, changed in the twinkling of an eye. The trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised, changed in the twinkling of an eye. When He comes in the clouds descending, and they who love Him here from their grave shall awake and praise Him with joy and not with fear. When the body and the soul are united and clothed no more to die, what a shout there will be when each other's face we see, changed in the twinkling of an eye. Okay, sing it now. Changed in the twinkling of an eye, changed in the twinkling of an eye. The trumpet shall sound,
the dead shall be raised, changed in the twinkling of an eye. Oh, the seed that was sown in weakness shall then be raised in power, and the songs of the blood-bought millions shall hail this blissful hour. When we gather safely home in the morning, and night's dark shadows fly, what a shouting on the shore when we meet to part no more, changed in the twinkling of an eye, changed in the twinkling of an eye, changed in the twinkling of an eye. The trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised, changed in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. Well, we recently sang another number by that same title, In the Twinkling of an Eye. Well, they may have different words, but they've got the same title, but the message is all the same. The Lord is coming back, and we are going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye if we are ready. Read it in the book of Thessalonians. The precious promise today before we pray comes to us from the Song of Solomon, chapter 2. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, and the time of the singing of the birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. Wonderful words of life again from the Word of God. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Let's bring our requests together. Let's call upon the Lord together. And let's seek Him. Just bring your request, pour your heart out to the Lord. Just talk to Him like no one else is listening. No one else is talking to Him. He's listening at you like you are the only one praying and like you are His only child. He can do that with every one of us. That is how wonderful God is. Father, we're so thankful today for the Word of God. And Lord, we're glad today that you look at the earth and you claim it to be yours with all the fullness thereof. Father, we're just so thankful that you have founded it upon the seas and you've established it upon the floods. Lord, we're just so thankful today that winter is past, the rain is over and gone, and the flowers are appearing upon this earth, and the time of the singing of the birds is come. Lord, even though there's trials and troubles and problems all around us, and the news is, you know, it's so alarming at times. And Lord, we know there's much devastation and there's much destruction and much trial. Lord, in the midst of it all, we can sing. In the midst of it all, we can realize that these things are all going to soon pass away. And Lord, it'll be time for the birds to sing. The saints of God will be rejoicing and shouting at the coming of Jesus. Help us to be ready, Lord. Don't let anyone in this audience today pass away or be lost without one more opportunity to be saved. Deal with their hearts, we pray. Use this service for your glory and your honor today. May someone be blessed. May someone be lifted up. May it be the day that someone repents. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. He was wounded for our transgressions. Hallelujah, sing it. He was bruised for our iniquities.
Surely he bore our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed.
I trust that the Lord is blessing you as you worship with us today. I'll give you the contact information at the end. Let's continue worshiping the Lord. I love to sing this, The Shepherd's Call. I wandered far from the fold where I was safe. It wasn't long till I found I'd lost my way. I cried with fear as the night began to fall. One more lost lamb, then I heard the shepherd's call. He saw my steps as they walked right into the dark. Though I went astray, I never once left his heart. And not long ago, how I still recall. When I lost my way, then I heard the shepherd's call. Hallelujah. Listen to the message of this song. Sinner, why don't you come back to Jesus? He's calling you today. He left the fold to search out that one that strayed. Left 99, for there was one to be saved. There on the ledge, one step would have ended it all. But I felt the hand and I heard the shepherd's call. He saw my steps as they walked right into the dark. Though I went astray, I never once left his heart. And not long ago, how I still recall. When I lost my way, then I heard the shepherd's call. He's calling you today. If you'd like to have special prayer, or if you'd like to talk to me, I'd like to lead you to the Lord. You can call me now or anytime, 618-214-1410. Drop any cards or letters or offerings to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864, and the website www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. He saw my steps
as they